Welcome to the Therapist Invitation. I am Trevor Sharon, joined as always by
Mark. Just Mark today.
Just Mark today. We have technically taken a pretty long hiatus from recording just with busyness of life. So I'm glad to be back in studio.
Yep.
And I'm excited for today's conversation about a kid's toy.
I'm trying to think if I have one at home right now for Augie, but I don't know if I do.
I think my parents have two still, and I just got, well, I didn't. My daughter just got one over Christmas. We're talking about those toys with the different shaped holes. And then
triangles and squares and hearts and circles and stars and
all that. And then the shapes that go into it. Mm-hmm. And the goal is so I have one that's like a wooden box and
that's what
you flip them over. My parents have the one where you pull the two halves of the sphere apart and it drops out.
Yeah.
But the goal is to get all of the pieces in the right holes and fill it up and then empty it out and do it over and over to develop your ability to see a star shape.
Right.
And recognize that this star object goes into this star hole. All development stuff, right? But I think that actually has some bigger conversation, especially for today and what we've been talking about so far in this season, just about, are you as a person fitting into the right sized hole? Are you going towards the shape that you are, or trying to fit into something that's a different shape?
Well, it's funny because as you were talking about the box or the sphere or whatever, just remember, you know, Augie's not old enough yet, but Hannah and Ellie to just their attempts to try to jam it into the circle, into the heart. And you're like, no, it doesn't go there. But I'm like, wait, they need to figure this out on their own.
Yeah.
They've got to, over time, you know, like, I don't know about Ruth, but like, you know, over time it was like, okay, their favorite one was the heart and they could always fit it in there and they would struggle with everything else. And then it was like, they would take their time. And I think that's, it's an interesting analogy. And when you brought it up a month or two ago, I'm like, I think that would resonate with people.
Yeah.
But how often, so I'm gonna ask this question because I'm just thinking out loud here. We've not scripted this. So what if you're fitting into the right space for a period? So, and then after a while you got to change the shape. Like seasons, right? So for a while, you know, you're fitting into the heart space, but after that, you know, then that time has passed. Now it's the triangle. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, do things change, or are we always looking for our right space?
Well, I think if you go back to our episode on growth mindset versus set mindset, like, or fixed, the answer is pretty obvious in that. But I think also, like, I think it actually has to start earlier before we're even able to recognize seasonal shifts. We have to be able to identify what shape we actually are. And I think that gets really, really difficult. In fact, today I'm talking, we're recording an episode of the Monday Minute talking about curating your social media. And one of the big elements of that, it's all good. One of the big elements of that is that we so easily compare ourselves when we're engaging with social media. And, you know, how do we develop a structure of our, who we're following, what we're engaging with, that isn't feeding into that, oh, they're so much better than I am, or, oh, I want to be like them, or things like that. There's room for that to exist, but I think most of the time it becomes unhealthy, where we don't even know what shape we are, but we know what shape we wish we could be.
Yeah, talk more about that. Is that refining? Because, you know, think about it too. When you are trying to get the heart into the heart-shaped hole, if you don't put it in straight, it doesn't go in well, right? So it's like, you know, it's the angles that we look at it too. And is there refinement there? Is there, maybe we're starting out as what looks like a heart, but there needs to be some shaping and some forming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good question. Cause I think it actually all comes down to, are we allowing room for failure? Like, so as our kids play with these toys, are we looking at them and their experimentation the same way we look at ourselves and our experimentation in life, where, you know, am I going to expect for my daughter to get it perfect and not even like test it out or like, you know, because there's a lot of binging that happens with this toy of you're slamming this piece into every single area to see if it fits, sort of trial by error. And then as you start understanding more and growing and developing, you're able to correlate, oh, this is a circle and that is also a circle. I'm going to try it there. But even when we get to that point, kids are still, like you're saying, turning it, twisting it, trying to get it into the right angle. And there's still a lot of room for error. I mean, there's a reason that nobody has combined that toy with the surgery game, because it just wouldn't work. Like, we need to be able to test out those boundaries of the inserts and all of those things. And I think most of the time we don't allow ourselves to experience that. And maybe we hit the edge and we say, oh, that's obviously not the shape.
Right. Wrong one.
Rather than actually taking the time to examine what shape am I, which inserts do I want to fit into, and is it reasonable? Because there are some of those shapes, depending on who the manufacturer is, where you can fit all of them into a single hole.
Yeah, right? Usually the rectangle or the square one, right, where it's like, oh, I could jam this in there and I think it'll work. I'll turn the star just a little right and right. Yeah. Well, I think that goes into, as you watch the development of a kid as they play with that toy, like I was talking about earlier, like you see the development progress of, oh, okay, this is the shape that goes into this insert and here's how I need to hold it so it goes in. And then after a period of time, it becomes an obsolete toy because it's boring now. You know, and so I think for us, it's that growth piece, you know, tying it back into the growth mindset piece, is that after a while, it becomes second nature. After a while, it becomes something that we're used to. And
which I think speaks to your seasonal question of like, then it's, you know, I have a star in my hand. Oh, now it's a circle. Okay, great. Like, moving on.
What does that look like? You know, I think I from an example is, you know, I've done a lot of content development. You have too. I've written a lot of articles, a lot of blogs, but never a book. And, you know, I think I would always hope that I would be a book author, but it never, was like something I was going to go try to knock down doors. Right. But the accidental happening of this book and how it came out, like, okay, I've got a circle in my hand now. I am not familiar with that. I need to figure out the systems. I need to figure out the rhythms. I need to figure out what that's going to look like. And it's taken 2 years almost to figure that out. And I'm still not there yet. Right. So I think, like, you're right. It's paying attention to where we're at, paying attention to what shape we do have or are. And I mean, how many times have you met people that are, you know, squares trying to jam themselves into a circle and you're like, maybe you're not a good fit for this job or this position or whatever.
This relationship. Or all sorts of, because I think it goes beyond simple vocation or what we do with our time. I think it even goes down to like how we see ourselves in the mirror too, because there's a difference between looking at just a normal shape on a piece of paper and trying to figure out what shape it is and looking at that same shape on a piece of paper and expecting it to be something different.
Sure.
And we're always going to be dissatisfied in the second. And logically, not emotionally or true, in the first, there is no room for disappointment. Because it's not about an expectation that this object is going to be a star.
Right.
It's the anticipation that I'm going to figure out what shape this is. But if I come to a star hoping for it to be a circle, I'm going to be very disappointed. And I think we do this to ourselves often, where we look around at some of the really cool inserts of life. You know, this is a cool job. This is really beautiful clothing. This is a really cool friendship. This is a really funny way to engage this sort of situation. And, you know, don't hear what I'm not saying. Like, there's some room for that to, like, grow and to sure. adapt and to learn and to build new skills. But if we're constantly looking at, like, what shape we wish we could be and what inserts we wish we could fit into, mm-hmm. I think we'll always be disappointed because of two things. One, we may not fit. And two, we never really spend the time figuring out what our shape actually is.
Right. The uniqueness of that and where we fit in, you know, I mean, it goes into, even if it's, I mean, like drilling down even more, even if it's like, I am a circle, mm-hmm. but not the right size mm-hmm. circle. Mm-hmm. And so like, maybe, you know, I'm thinking just in our field, I'm a counselor mm-hmm. and I'm a good counselor, mm-hmm. but I'm not a good private practice counselor. Mm-hmm. So I'm a circle, but not that particular size. And it's okay to say, maybe I fit better in a treatment facility. Maybe I fit better in a community mental health center because I don't have the right skills. And as much as I try, I'm not going to have the right skills to make it as a private practice clinician.
And you will have more satisfaction mm-hmm. where you belong and where your shape is, keeping in mind all of the malleability that we have as people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be more satisfied when I fit into the right insert, seasonal or not.
Sure. And I think that's goes to the question then of what questions am I asking myself? Mm-hmm. How am I reflecting on my current situation? Mm-hmm. And this is relationships too, right? Mm-hmm. I can't, how many times do you know, we're dating relationships or just friendships where you're like, I really want to be friends with this person. Mm-hmm. And you just kept on trying and trying and trying. And it wasn't reciprocal. It was always hard. It was even awkward mm-hmm. when you sat with them because you thought it was going to be one way and it was a different mm-hmm. way. Or how many times, you know, when we're in dating relationships, mm-hmm. we're like, well, you know, they've got all these things. And yet it's still not easy mm-hmm. and I'm going to still try, you know, those kind yeah. of things. I think it's just but asking ourselves the right questions, being vulnerable with the answers,
yeah.
Being willing to adjust. It goes mm-hmm. back to our conversation around tension. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can tie these things into a lot of different podcasts that mm-hmm. we've done because, you know, you've said this numerous times and I've stolen this and we don't truly grow unless we're sitting with the tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know? And I don't think that we can grow if we don't know what shape we are, like mm-hmm. we're missing so much information. Mm-hmm. You know, if I handed you a box and I said, in this box is something that I need to look like this. And I show you this super high resolution 10-foot by 10-foot picture mm-hmm. of what it should be mm-hmm. so that you have so much detail, so much precision in what it should be. And then I say, but Mark, you're not allowed to open the box. We would say your chances of succeeding are pretty close to zero.
Right.
Even if the object in the box is exactly what's pictured
right.
in that poster. Right. And so there is a lot of tension with just sitting for a moment on what shape am I? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of thoughts about the kind of husband that I should be,
right.
or the kind of father that I should be, or the kind of friend that I should be, the kind of employee I should be, all of these things. And I think all of those are really valuable mm-hmm. and can fall into the trap of comparison and all of that. But we actually don't make any progress towards anything
right.
until we sit with what kind of husband am I? Mm-hmm. What kind of father am I? Mm-hmm. What kind of employee am I right now in this moment? And am I fitting? Am I where I belong? What adjustments do I need to make to be where I belong?
Well, the flip side too is that people will too quickly bounce mm-hmm. if there's that tension or mm-hmm. they're not fitting quite the way they should. And they don't give it a chance to look mm-hmm. and go, maybe it's some things I need to adjust yeah. versus it's the wrong fit.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have we experienced that?
A lot.
Where it's like, oh, I'm not a good fit. No, you actually are, but you've got to adjust a little bit.
You got to get rid of that Cheerio that's stuck on you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You've got to take a step back and look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's hard work. Mm-hmm. That's super hard work. And I think a lot of that work is done in your spirituality.
Yep.
A lot of that work is done in relationship with the people around you, the ones that love you. And there's a lot of room for that conversation and that process to happen in therapy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm sure I've mentioned it on here before. I think one of the ways that I like to think about therapy is a large mirror in an empty room that represents the space and the therapist. And when you come in, I may be reflecting back to you the loose hairs or the button that's missed. Mm-hmm. You know, you skipped a button, or maybe, you know, your makeup's out of place or you got smudging or something. But I'm never going to be the one that fixes the hair or the button or the makeup. Right. Like, that's not my job.
Right.
My job is simply to equip the client to be able to do that and recognize that in themselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we have mirrors, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's just to help us see things in a different perspective and to see things the way they are sometimes.
Right.
And I think we need that in order to find our fit and find our place in all areas of life. Mm-hmm. And like a mirror, sometimes it's really uncomfortable.
Yep. Nope. Agreed.
So, Mark, based on this idea and with the foreknowledge of what we're planning on talking about next time, what's maybe a takeaway or a next step that we can offer to a listener?
I don't think we've kind of alluded to it already, of just taking a step back and focusing on where you're at and what shape you are. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think it's, we make it rocket science, and it's not rocket science. Mm-hmm. But I think as a society, as a human race, we have a hard time being honest and vulnerable, mm-hmm. Because that somehow is going to show a flaw, or it's going mm-hmm. to make us less than, mm-hmm. and our society doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think that's the biggest piece mm-hmm. is contentment and fulfillment don't come void of struggle, mm-hmm. of refinement, mm-hmm. of growth. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, I wonder if you're missing out on some of those things because you're not doing the work that needs to happen in recognizing what shape you are and what insert are you trying to fit into.
Mm-hmm. Do the hard work.
Do the hard work.
We'll see you next time.